From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. New retaliatory tariffs by Canada on U.S. products, including some from agriculture, may be on the way. Canada's ambassador to the U.S., David McNaughton, tells agriculture.com the proposed retaliatory tariffs are in response to steel and aluminum tariffs imposed by the U.S. They were instituted during negotiations of the NAFTA replacement, United States-Mexico-Canada agreement that is awaiting ratification from all three countries. U.S. ag products that could feel the pinch include apples, pork, and ethanol. The farm and ranch families of the American Farm Bureau Federation showed their generosity in 2018, donating 32.4 million pounds of food and raising more than $362,000 to assist hungry Americans as part of the organization's Harvest for All program. In total, according to AgWire.com, the monetary and food donations totaled the equivalent of 28.2 million meals. Two dairy cooperatives are voicing concerns over a potential shutdown on access to the U.S. southern border with Mexico. AgWeb.com reports after the Trump administration proposed closing the U.S.-Mexico border, both Dairy Farmers of America and Farm First Dairy Cooperative shared opposition to the policy suggestion. DFA CEO Rick Smith sent a letter to members of the House and Senate urging immediate action to ensure the border remains open to U.S. dairy exports. DFA members account for over 25% of U.S. dairy exports, and Mexico plays a vital role in that trade portfolio. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.